problem.
No matter KSDP, where. 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, becoming northeast 25 in the afternoon, sea 6 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 35 knots, increasing to 45 after midnight, seas 8 feet, building to 13 after midnight, with rain. And Thursday, north winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight and Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 20 in the afternoon, sea 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, sea 7 feet with rain. And Thursday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight and Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 15 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 25 knots, becoming southwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. And Thursday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered rain and snow showers in the morning, then numerous rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Little to no snow accumulation. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight, numerous rain and snow showers in the evening, then rain and snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch. Lows in the mid-20s to upper 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Thursday, numerous rain showers in the morning, then a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 1:49 a.m. at 2 feet 11 inches, a high at 8:41 a.m. at 7 feet 11 inches, a low at 4:15 p.m. at 8 inches, and a high tonight at 10:49 at 4 feet 10 inches. Your sun rose at 10:05 this morning and your sun will set at 5:33, giving us 7 hours and 28 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, St. Paul and Unalaska are working together to process snow crab, and parties are finalizing an agreement to build a major natural gas project between the North Slope and the Nikiski. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
Good afternoon and thanks for listening. It's Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Temperatures are low, but it's sunny and calm outside, which means it's a great day for a hike. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. More than 1 million pounds of Alaska's snow crab that might have previously gone unfished can now be processed thanks to an agreement between the cities of St. Paul and Unalaska. City officials say the deal is a unique opportunity for collaboration and is expected to bring economic relief to St. Paul. The Unalaska City Council unanimously approved a measure Friday that will allow snow crab, or Opelio, normally processed by Trident Seafoods in St. Paul, to come to Unalaska instead. The agreement comes after Trident's announcement that they would not process the crab at their facility on the Pribilof Island.
We had the situation with no processor in the northern region for snow crab.
That's Unalaska Fisheries Advisor Frank Kelty noting that without the St. Paul Trident plant, there's no processor to handle the portion of the harvest referred to as North Region snow crab. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game allotted harvesters a total catch of more than 4.5 million pounds this season. That gets split up among boats, processors, and communities through a quota sharing system. This season, crabbers were set to deliver almost a third of that total catch to the North Region at St. Paul's Trident plant. But Trident pulled out, saying the amount was too low to justify opening the plant, which they've touted as the largest snow crab processing facility in the world. That left the crab with nowhere to go, and it would have otherwise been left in the ocean. That is, until Friday's special city council meeting.
We've been working on this for about 6 or 7 weeks. Maybe even a little bit longer than that.
Kelty says fisheries stakeholders had to come to an agreement on how the snow crab could be processed before the contract could be brought to the city of Unalaska. He says Unice and Westward, two Unalaska processors, can now take St. Paul's crab landings. Unalaska City Council members voted to give the city of St. Paul its normal seafood tax for all of the North Region crab landed locally. St. Paul will also receive state fisheries business tax from the same catch. The agreement would net St. Paul the same fish tax revenue as if the crab were processed there. Still, the city says Unalaska should see a sales tax revenue bump and increased economic activity for the delivery and processing of the extra crab. The contract could provide significant economic relief to the Pribilof Island community, which has historically relied on crab as a major stream of revenue. St. Paul city officials have estimated that they're missing out on about $3 million in tax revenue due to the fishery closures. The city has lost more than 24 employees in the last 3 years, and they've had to increase utility rates and take money from savings to stay afloat. The tax revenue from the small snow crab harvest could provide a much-needed bump to the community. Unalaska City Manager Bill Homka says he's glad for the unique opportunity to help out the island's distant neighbor to the north. The exemption agreement is active through the end of June. The state corporation spearheading an effort to build the $44 billion Alaska LNG project between the North Slope and Nikiski says it's finalizing an agreement with a private company to lead the project. Alaska Gasline Development Corporation President Frank Richards shared the development during an energy press conference with Governor Mike Dunleavy on Monday in Anchorage.
Today, after 10 years of planning, engineering, and permitting, I'm announcing that AGDC has reached an exclusive framework agreement with a qualified energy company to privately lead and fund the development of the Alaska LNG project.
Richards says AGDC won't release the name of the company until a final agreement is reached. But he says the company has, quote, extensive U.S. and international natural gas and LNG experience.
The terms of the framework agreement have been negotiated. The next step is for both parties to create legally binding development agreements that will move the project forward.
It's been roughly a month since Alaska's state-run development agency okayed a $50 million line of credit to update the project's engineering and design work. Richards said Monday that move was, quote, critical to the framework agreement, which they hope to finish soon.
The sooner that this project gets underway, the sooner Alaskans benefit from our North Slope natural gas for the long-term benefits.
Construction of the 800-mile pipeline has been floated for decades, but high costs and questionable demand have stymied progress. It got new life after Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent some countries in Europe looking to diversify their energy sources. And Dunleavy has celebrated what he anticipates will be a more accommodating federal government once President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in later this month. Tim Fitzpatrick, the corporation's spokesperson, said Monday the agreement will cover the full project cost, but that the state will have the option to chip in up to 25% of costs once a final investment decision is made. He says it would be up to Dunleavy and state lawmakers to decide whether the state wants equity in the final project. On Monday, Dunleavy said he thinks there's a, quote, real opportunity for the project.
I've questioned it for years, to be perfectly honest with you. And I, as I mentioned earlier, I've been hesitant to talk about it until there's some real concrete, I think, steps going forward. But I think we're entering a phase of reality for this pipeline.
Richards says he expects to announce a final agreement within the next few months. Then, he says, work could start on front-end engineering and design, the last step before any construction could start. We're gearing up for a new episode of the Bering Sea Barometer, airing this Friday at noon and 5 right here at KUCB. It's never a bad day to get caught up on Captain Pete Nathan's past entries from fishing the Bering Sea. Find all episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer up on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. Unangam Tanu class takes place in High School Room 180 tomorrow night starting at 6. All are welcome to attend. The Fireside Writing Club meets in the library tomorrow evening at 7. Share your poetry, spoken word, song lyrics, short fiction, or any creative work you've been crafting with a supportive community eager to provide feedback and inspiration. This club is open to all levels of writers, regardless of experience. Finally, Iluluk Family and Health Services is hosting a free life-saving training called Stop the Bleed during 2 morning sessions this Saturday. Learn how to help someone in a bleeding emergency with 3 quick techniques. To sign up, text 760-669-2548. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take care.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is looking for a housekeeper and a bartender. The Paula Farber Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director and a night watchman. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pultab sales clerk. Eats Hanger Behavioral Health Trainee and a Community Health Representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. There also are a Clinical Information Clerk for King Cove, a Community Health Aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a Clinical Information Clerk / Janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for False Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. Community announcements. King Cove and Sandpoint, you have home games this weekend. The basketball season kicks off with the Rookies hosting the Lady Eagles in King Cove and the Eagles hosting the T-Jacks here in Sandpoint. You are able to listen to them live here on KSDP, or you can enjoy them in person, free of charge, courtesy of KSDP. Good luck, teams. And today is January 8th, 2024. Happy birthday to Kaipo Kamanunga, and happy birthday to Chip Bear. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
been living from hand to mouth. Days are getting longer, nights are getting colder ever since you've been gone. I've been living from hand to mouth. But don't you worry, honey, don't you worry. Somehow I get along. Moving is my middle name. I've never felt a taste of fame. Been on the road since I was just a child. Working here, then I'm gone. Thank you.
just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down.
Just another future song, lonely little geeks. Let's call the bass. 13 when this came out. Or was it 14? Or was it 22? I could have been 12, actually.
gonna pay.
KSDP, the sweetest sound in the Aleutian Islands.
the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. In the mirror, reminds me of you. It's the one that you lied to. When you said you'd be true, just filled me, has turned into pain. Mm-hmm.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
So you